I'm Mark Ovenden of Dakota News Now and host of Calling All Sports. You can listen every weekday, Monday through Friday. We talk with coaches and athletes from the area and also around the country if they've got local ties. Plus, sometimes we just talk to people with great stories. It is not your typical sports radio show at all. It's really just a chance to listen to friends and get to learn more about them. Tune in every weekday, Monday through Friday, for Calling All Sports.
Calling All Sports, Monday through Friday, 6.05 p.m., Saturday mornings, 8.45 a.m. on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
On a plane or in your car. So tell me why. If this all confuses you, so tell me why.
Of snow today, otherwise mainly clear skies. High temperatures reach up to 22. Winds out of the north, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 1 below. Daytime highs approaching 30. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. A dusting of snow today with another inch Monday. From the South Dakota State Lottery Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki on KOKK. Currently, it's 14 degrees.
From Knoxville to Myrtle Beach, seven buddies and an old RV, beer cooler and no AC, just to say we did. That night we climbed up Chimney Rock, knowing it was a real long drop. 3, 2, 1, we jumped off, just to say
seen the Vegas light. Spun the wheel or rolled the dice. We doubled down on a crazy night just to say we did. We didn't have no rhyme or reason why. It just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did. Just to feel alive. To take a leap of faith. To feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up. Fall in love wild and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did. Just to say we did. Let's raise our hands up to the sky. Stay on this roller coaster ride. Just to say we did. Just to feel alive. Let's take a leap of faith. To feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up. Fall in love wild and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did. Just to say we did. Just to say we did.
You're listening to Dakota Country, KOKK in Huron.
With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports, KOKK. Recap from last night here on Tiger Basketball and Wrestling, Girls Wrestling in action. Tiger Basketball hosted Spearfish doubleheader at the arena. Good crowd at the arena last night. Girls game, Huron led most of the first half. They were up by 10 in the second quarter. Spearfish, though, went on a run to begin the second half, took the lead. Huron got within 3 in the fourth quarter, but no closer. And Spearfish closes it out 62-52. For Huron, Hilton Hines, 20 points, 11 rebounds, double-double. Allison Janes added 11 points for Huron. Tiger girls are now 6-8 on the season. In the boys' game, Huron took the lead early, led by as many as 19 in the third quarter. Spearfish did get it down to 9 in the fourth quarter, but Huron pulled away to win 67-54. Blake Elwine, a big night, 32 points, 10 of 15 from the field, 10 of 10 on the free throws. Trace Wenz added 12 points, and Davis Chase, 10. Huron boys improved to 9-5 on the season. Quick turnaround today as they host Sturgis this afternoon at the arena. Huron Tiger girls wrestlers were in Yankton last night, a big wrestling tournament, invitational. Huron had four place winners. Shaylee Saw was third at 107, Seglay sixth at 132, Paula Fernandez was seventh at 165, Reva McGaw eighth at 114. Huron as a team was 12th out of 30 teams there with 49 points. I'll let back to basketball scores around the area and in AA. Not a lot of area games last night. Girls scores, Falkton defeated James Valley Christian 52-13. Hitchcock Tulare thumped Sunshine Bible 50-6. Double A girls, Mitchell 50, Sturgis 30, Brandon Valley 52, Rapid City Central 17, O'Gorman 66, Stevens 45, Pier thumped Yankton 75-34, Harrisburg 57, Aberdeen 44, Washington 63, Watertown 38. Looking at boys' scores from last night, James Valley Christian defeated Falkton 69-58. Sunshine Bible topped Hitchcock Tulare 55-45. Double A, Harrisburg 57, Aberdeen 29, Washington 59, Watertown 43. Brandon Valley, who moved into the top spot in the media poll this week, had to battle as they defeated Rapid City Central 60-50 in overtime. O'Gorman defeated Stevens 49-40, and Mitchell defeated Sturgis 72-55. A look at the schedule for today. As I mentioned earlier, Huron Tigers back on the arena court for an afternoon doubleheader with Sturgis. Now, make note, it is an earlier start time than usual for a Saturday doubleheader. They're going 1 hour earlier, at least as long as they can stay on schedule. 12:10 pregame, 12:30 with the tip-off for Huron and Sturgis, girls followed by the boys at the arena. That'll be on Tiger. Lower levels start at 10 o'clock. Girls only have a C game for lower level today, and that will be at the middle school gym at 10 o'clock. Boys will have their usual rotation, JV sophomore at the arena, and also starting at 10 o'clock. Other basketball doubleheaders today, Miller at Plant Geddes, Trip Delmont Armor at Wessington Springs, Sanborn Central Woonsockets at Woolsey Wessington, and James Valley Christian is at Esteline Hendricks. Gymnastics here on Tigers in the AA qualifier meet. That will be at Sioux Falls Lincoln today, originally scheduled for Watertown. They moved it to Lincoln with the thought there'd be more snow the further north you go. We got some ice this morning, don't know so much about snow. Hockey today, Brandon Valley is at Huron. Couple of announcements to pass along. Next Friday, Huron Tiger Boys Basketball will host Aberdeen Central at the arena. Following the game will be Future Tiger Night. Youth in the Huron community will be invited to come down and have a poster signed by the Tiger players, and that'll be after the Aberdeen Boys game next Friday at the arena. The second round for the Tiny Tigers basketball camp presented by Huron Tiger Girls Basketball will be next Saturday, February 15th at the middle school gym. Camp will run 9:30 till 10:30 using the auxiliary gym and the middle school gym. Their first session was last Saturday. They'll be next Saturday, February 15th, and the final session will be on Saturday, March 1st. It is a fundraiser for Huron Tiger Girls Basketball. For more information, contact head coach Cody Kaufman. Coming up this morning on Dakota Sports Saturday, we'll talk with both Huron Tiger basketball coaches Cody Kaufman and Tim Budenhagen. We'll also hear from Julie King, head gymnastics coach for the Huron Tigers, as they are headed to the state qualifier at Sioux Falls Lincoln today. That's your Dakota Sports Saturday show coming up at about 7 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning. Slippery roads this morning. Give yourself a little extra time to get out and about today. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And we continue along here on Dakota Sports Saturday, 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. First up, we talk here on Tiger Girls Basketball with head coach Cody Kaufman. The Tigers dropped to 6-8 last night with a loss to Spearfish at the arena. Good first half, a sluggish third quarter, really the difference in that game, as the Tigers pulled within three in the fourth before Spearfish pulled away for the win. And coach, I guess that one of the biggest positive was after a Tuesday where it was just a struggle to get anything going against Roosevelt, just didn't feel like the concentration was there and everything. I thought the girls came out a lot more relaxed, a little more pep last night, had a good first half. You know, that was the first thing, because I don't think anybody was happy with the way Roosevelt went on Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you need to turn on the film from last night, you know, you see that when we come out, you know, I mean, everybody has energy, you know, everybody's playing hard. Nobody's hesitating, nobody's thinking, right? They're just playing basketball. And that was the biggest thing I thought offensively was, you know, when you caught the ball, when they caught the ball and they're open, they just shot it. You know, there was no hesitation. There was no, you know, shot fake and trying to put the ball on the ground. You know, it was just move the ball, you know, penetrate, kick out, you know, take the shot, make or miss. And, you know, I really liked our offensive execution in the first half.
And defensively, too, I thought we had them on their heels a little bit. I know the one girl came out and hit two threes right off the bat, but then she struggled with her shot. I think we rushed her a little bit after that. And, you know, the offense and defense kind of went hand in hand in the first half.
Well, and our pressure sped them up a little bit, right? And we got them to take some outside threes and stuff that from girls that are decent shooters but don't shoot the rush shot, you know. We knew that, you know, 32 and 23 last night, they would, you know, they're the ones that would get the quick shots if they're open. Everybody else, we had to, you know, run and get a hand up on them and are fully capable of making a shot, but we weren't as afraid of, you know. And I thought in the first half, that's what we did, you know. I mean, I think two of their role players had, 12 or 14 of their 24 points. So in the first half, we did a good job of that, and that's what we didn't do in the second half. You know, we didn't communicate all the screens and all the switches, and their best two players got open looks and they made the shots.
You know, and give Spearfish credit there too. Dakota's got to be really happy. She wakes up this morning because she had four girls in double figures. You know, you had the two that you expected it from, but the other two girls filled in. Dana, one of them, and you know, they had four girls in double figures, and basically those four combined for, I believe, all but one of their points last night.
Yeah, you know, I mean, but that's their team, right? They're not very deep. You know, I think they played six kids, you know, mm-hmm. or seven.
They played seven, but
they played
six.
Seven, but one played like yeah. 4 minutes. You yeah. know? So, they're not very deep, but, you know, they get production out of everybody. And that's, you know, that's kind of what our goal has to be. You know, I mean, we know we have a head of the snake with Hilton. You know, for us to be our best, you know, I mean, Hilton's still got to be around that 17, 18, 20 points, but we got to have people, you know, or girls that are, you know, that are at 9, 10, 11 points, you know, 3, 4 of them. And I thought for the most part last night that was us. You know, I think in the second half, you know, I said at halftime, if we can get to 50, I like our chances. Well, we didn't play, you know, we didn't get enough stops in the second half, and especially in the third quarter. You know, even scoring 6 points, we got to 52 points and we scored 6 in the third quarter, you know. So our offense was fully capable of being there. Kind of a flip of Tuesday night, right? Our defense was all right and our offense didn't show up. And then, you know, last night, so we got to be able to put together a full game, you know, offense and defense, get both of those to click. And, you know, we've proven now that with some of the best teams in the state, we can play with them for a half. We got to play with them for a full game.
You know, Allison Jane, she also finished in double figures. We'll get to Hilton with the double-double, but Allison, you know, I thought the biggest boost for us in that first half, she hit that buzzer beater at the end of the first quarter, and it was just good ball movement. I think Hilton penetrated, kicked out to Addie Knight, and Addie just pitched it back to Allison, who had the wide open look at the three and dropped it down. You know, that really gave us a lot of momentum there going into the second quarter and for the rest of the half.
Yeah, but there again, right, we've been trying to get Allison, you know, to shoot it more.
Yeah,
You know, I'm trying to get her to shoot it more. She loves the shot fake and one dribble pull up, and she's a very good three-point shooter. We've talked about on this show before, right? We just got to get her to do it more, and I know that it's tough, right, when you're having your head or whatever, but working on that with everybody. The other person, you know, that I thought had a really nice game offensively was Allie Davis. You know, I mean, she had a couple early baskets at the rim, you know, knocked down that three at the top of the key, you know, got in some foul trouble, you know, and kind of took her out of her rhythm offensively, especially in the second half. But, you know, I've saw some nice things out of her. Again, not hesitating, right? Just catching and shooting the ball, and if it goes in, it goes in. They're all capable. I'm telling you, they're all capable. I see it every day in practice. We shoot the ball a lot. They shoot the ball effectively. But we got to have more of it. You know, I don't remember. I think we ended up with, 13 threes last night taken?
Four or 13,
right? So, I mean, you're talking, you're, you know, 35%, mm-hmm. you know? And if you can do that to 8 of 26, you take that, you know? I mean, you take 35% three-point shooting. That's a, I mean, that's a good percentage, you know? I mean, the elite of the elite are shooting 40%. So if you can shoot it as a team 35%, I mean, as a coach, you're dang happy with that. So that's what we got to get to. We got to get to shooting more threes. You know, and I'm not saying, you know, and that sounds funny. I know coach, people are going to laugh and say he wants to jack up more threes, but if we do that, it opens up the lane for everybody. You know, now we can get a post touch with Chloe, or we can get Hilton into the, you know, into the lane, because we know they, everybody knows that we're a threat to shoot it. And right now, I don't feel like we're people are taking us seriously shooting the ball from the outside.
You know, and Hilton Hines, as we mentioned before, a double double, that means 20 points, 11 rebounds. I don't care what level you are, you get a double double. That's something, you know, to take notice of. And Hilton may be generously listed at 5'8", and but I guess with, you know, the way here on Tiger Basketballs is, not only this year but the past several years, Chloe Carr notwithstanding, we have been a smaller team. We always have somebody that's 5'5", 5'7", that can grab boards. Hilton just has that knack. I know you said last night, well, she's played so much basketball in summer and with the Tigers as well, she can read that rim. She just knows where to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's all, you know, but... but, you know, again, you can, like I said last night too, you can watch all the games, you can do all that. But to me, on the defensive end and rebounding, it's all about want to, right? And if you want to get that ball, you're going to get that ball. You know, the talented, the, you know, the skill part of the of basketball to me is the offensive end, right? That's where you need all the skill, the dribbling, the shooting, the passing. Defensively, if you can sit in a stance, you move your feet, you know, you work your butt off the whole time you're on defense, you know, it, you, you can be a good defensive player, don't matter, you know, how big you are, how small you are, you know, you just got to work hard. And that goes with rebounding too. And, you know, we've known that, right? I mean, we know that we're never going to be the biggest team. We know that outside of last night, we probably aren't the biggest team very often. You know, I mean, a few games you look at T maybe or Jefferson or something, you know, someone along those lines, but I mean, we're the smallest team, so we got to have our guards, especially, you know, rebound well. And I think, you know, if you look at our rebounding numbers, I think that we've done a great job rebounding. I mean, I think we have four girls over, you know, that average over five rebounds a game. Abby Harrington, Chloe Carr.
Hilton, I'm sure.
Hilton does, and...
Allie, maybe?
Allie or Allison, I think.
Yep.
And they're all very close, right? But
yep,
we got to have, you know, I mean, you look at that and all over five, you know, that's 20 to 25 rebounds a game, you know, I mean, so, you know, when you look at the way we play defense, you know, for the most part, and I know that I'm very critical on the defensive end, you know, I think we hold teams under, you know, shooting under 35% for the season. So that's, you're pretty happy with something like that. But we got to also defensive rebound that, or it doesn't, you know, come to fruition. If we make them miss the first one and they make the second one, it doesn't do us a lot of good. So we do a great job rebounding and battling, you know, and deal with what we have for size.
So now today, quick turnaround. Of course, it's that way for both teams. The difference is Sturgis had to get on a bus either last night or this morning. We got to sleep in our own beds, but Sturgis comes in earlier tip-off time, too. We hope for 12:30 here today with Sturgis. And Sturgis lost to Mitchell last night. Program that struggled a bit, but it looks like they're starting to make some gains.
Yeah, they're a young team. You know, they have one senior. They were actually missing a starter last night to sickness, sitting on the bench. So, you know, and they played with them. You watch the first half of that game, it's a good game. You know, it looked like they got a little tired in the second half and didn't make some shots. But they're going to full court press you. They're not a lot different than us. Outside, they're going to full court press. Or we're going to, same thing, we're going to full court press. They're going to full court press, but they're going to drop into a zone. You know, so... we got to be able to handle their pressure. They have three really, you know, high energy guards that are going to get after you in the front court, you know, and they're going to make it difficult for us to get the ball down the court. And then they're going to sit in 3-2 zone or 2-3 zone, excuse me, and they're going to pressure high on the ball. There's definitely options for us to drive the ball. There's options for us to kick the ball out. You know, we just got to be able to attack them. That's the biggest thing. And you know, I mean, if we attack like we did in the first half against Spearfish, we'll have a lot of success scoring the basketball. But if we sit back and let them attack us, move the ball side to side instead of, you know, towards the basket, we'll struggle.
And so just as we look at that, and now it's just C game at middle school today, no JV today, right?
Yep, they're only bringing, Sturgis is only bringing two teams, I suppose, because of the sickness, or I don't know if that's how they played all year, but one C game at
the middle school.
At the middle school at 10 a.m., and then, we'll be at the arena at 12:30.
Yeah, the arena, and again, just a reminder, I've been trying to pound on that, too. Our earlier start time than we normally have for a Saturday doubleheader, so we're shoot for 12:30 girls, followed by the boys, 12:10 with the pregame coming up here today on Tiger. We'll talk here on Tiger Gymnastics, boys basketball coming up as we continue Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We are back on Dakota Sports Saturday. We're talking here on Tiger Gymnastics with head coach Julie King. The Tigers are in the AA qualifier today. Originally scheduled for Watertown, was moved to Sioux Falls Lincoln due to our wintry weather that we have. And Julie, before we talk about today, let's just talk about this season. The Tiger girls, your girls really showed a lot of improvement from where you were. I think they're late November, early December when you first came out. You've had a lot of nice jumps in the team standings. Been a little up and down this year, however, but obviously everything points to today.
Absolutely. You know, I've been really proud of this team. We, you know, one of our biggest downfalls was Cameron Ruth Steyer was unable to compete due to a shoulder injury that she sustained during the track, and she ended up having surgery on that. So she's been more than gracious to help us out as a manager this year, so that was good. But I have been extremely proud of the girls that have been working in the gym. They have done nothing but shown improvement and built their confidence. And, you know, we've gone from 110 to 131 in one season, and I think that is tremendous.
You know, when you mentioned Cameron, obviously one of your veteran gymnasts, had she been able to go this year, you did have experience back, and but yet you're still kind of a young team in some ways. You know, I think of some girls have been varsity since eighth grade, so maybe 3 years, but they're still sophomores and juniors. So between that and then some new girls stepping in, you know, it's been a nice mix this year.
Absolutely. You know, I cannot say enough about this team. We've had some juniors that have really stepped up, and they've acted like they've been seniors for about 5 years now. And so their veteranship from when they were younger moving in has only made the team stronger.
Well, let's look at today, and first off, it is a qualifier. You and I were just discussing how long we've been doing that, and you know, with the state of gymnastics in the state, basically anything outside the ESD, there's been a lot of things happening. Rapid City Schools dropped the sport. Sioux Falls Public was, and then they were able to bring it back, and you know, with I think 13 teams total, it's just been kind of hard to see how can we actually get a state meet or get a qualifier for state meets. And so really, I guess you go qualifier today, which is state meet one, leading to state meet two next week.
Absolutely. You know, we've always used our ESD conference meet as of such lately for our qualifier. And then the Rapid City Schools and the Sioux Falls Schools have their Metro, and so we use those conference scores to use as our qualifier. So this was the next best thing, and we've got all 13 teams competing with the same judges, and we're in the first session starting at 9 o'clock, and then that second session will be starting around 3:30 in the afternoon.
And let's run down our team now. You kind of have an idea where girls are going to be placed, especially those that will be competing in all around as well. And just give the names and, you know, who's all around, and then maybe some of the individual events where you still might have to determine yet who's going to compete because you are limited there.
I'm going to make this really easy and really quick because our all-around is everyone but Maria Wilson. And the only reason Maria Wilson is not an all-arounder is because she had a major hip surgery last year, and that is preventing her from pounding on the board for vault and doing a floor routine. So I've been very impressed, first of all, with Maria coming back, and she is going to be doing balance beam and bars. And then we have Ellie Peterbaugh. She is a very strong all-arounder for us. Maya Hine is an extremely important person in all around. Olivia Kennard is another one that has really stepped up to the plate and is really important. Tatiana Capers, she has become an extremely important person on this gymnastics team and has built a lot of confidence. And then we have Ada Pa. She is another one that is learning many new skills and is impressing me as well. And Cadence Cronin, she is impressing me as well. She is suffering from a little bit of an injury right now, so we will see what she can get done in this state qualifier.
And talking with Julie King, gymnastics coach for the Huron Tigers state qualifier today to set up next week's state gymnastics meet. And you mentioned the names there, and while you know you have all the girls except for Maria Wilson going in all around, obviously every girl has maybe one strength here or maybe two strengths, you know, out of the four events, and you know there and you got to kind of watch those individual sides of it as well.
Absolutely. You know, we have come a long ways in our bar routines, but I'm not quite sure if we've come enough to get anybody qualified there, but we may. I will say that we will definitely have a shot at getting girls in all three of the other events. We're strong on beam, as long as they stay on beam. We're strong on floor when they show off those routines, and their tumbling has really improved. And our vault is always one of our strengths. So I'm excited to see where these girls fall within that top 40 participation that they need to be in to make it into that state meet next week.
You know, and I think you mentioned earlier that, again, we're in Sioux Falls, Lincoln today as due to the weather originally scheduled for Watertown and split morning session, afternoon center session, and pretty much simply that's just split it in half. It makes everything go a lot more smoothly.
Absolutely. It's kind of a time thing. Last year they kind of ran over a little bit and some of the teams were arriving and we weren't done yet, and so it got kind of felt like it was a little bit rushed. So I think that they've evened out where everybody needs to be as far as competing-wise, and I think it'll be a fantastic meet with some fantastic judges.
And, you know, as you look at it overhand, as far as the Tigers go, you know, like you and I were talking about times when things get going and everything like that, and you said, you know, some girls are have been asking, you know, what time do we go, or, you know, what time does this event start? Other girls don't really seem to care. They'll just go as they go. And the bottom line is this: today's meet is much harder than competing in state because they know what's on the line, and, you know, some girls just react differently.
Absolutely. You know, we've got some of those girls that kind of act like they don't care, but they really do, but they show it in a different way. And then we've got some that are, they are determined and they are going to do it whether their body is hurting or not, and they're ready to go. So I'm excited again to see where they fall. And, you know, these are teenage girls, and we're running a whole different warm-up for this meet. We are doing a modified Capital Cup for this. So that means that we warm up, compete that event. Then we move to the next rotation. Then you warm up and you compete, where all throughout the entire season so far, we have done traditional warm-ups, and that means you do all four of your events before any competition starts. So, again, that's going to be a little bit of a change for the girls, but I think it will be a good change for them.
And overall, as I said, you know, you can't you can control what you can control, and the girls just need to realize, I just need to be relaxed. We've been in the gym since the middle of November. It's not like there's any surprises here. I know what I need to do, and I just need to go out and do it.
Absolutely. We've had a lot of discussions, and I actually told them, we're not going to call this a state qualifier, because when they hear that, teenage girls get a little bit nervous. So we were calling it the Watertown Invite, but now that it is moved to Lincoln, which we haven't been to Lincoln for years, now we're going to have to call it the Lincoln Invite. And I try to downplay it just a little bit. They know what's on the line, but again, we're trying to alleviate any of those nerves and make the girls ready to compete for themselves and for their team.
Julie King, head gymnastics coach here on Tigers. Tigers down in Sioux Falls for the AA gymnastics state qualifier. The AA gymnastics team's all down there. There's two sessions, morning and afternoon, here on competing in the morning session with a chance to advance the team and also individuals to the state gymnastics meet coming up next week. We'll be back, wrap up Dakota Sports Saturday. We'll talk here on Tiger Boys Basketball with head coach Tim Budenhagen next on KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Good morning. We wrap up Dakota Sports Saturday talking with Tim Budenhagen, head coach here on Tiger Boys Basketball. Comments from last night before and after the win over Spearfish. Tigers split so far this week, losing Tuesday at Roosevelt after they blew a fourth quarter lead and then picking up the win last night. Tuesday at Roosevelt, coach, boy, seems like things were going just the way you wanted it to. We're up 9 in the fourth quarter in hostile territory, but boy, they hit back-to-back threes. They started to make plays, and we just didn't adjust well, and Roosevelt rode it out to the victory.
Well, when we don't hit shots, then we can't set up our defense. They get some runouts, they get in transition, and then we don't match up right away. They get open looks. We turn the ball over. I think the one key thing is we take a look at the turnovers. They had 13 points off our turnovers. We had 4 off theirs. That is a glaring stat that we got to fix.
You know, and the thing is, basically, you know, defensively, when we have things going, you know, just both work together, as you said. So we just need to get back to that.
Yeah, ball goes in the hole. It's easier for us to set up our defense. A lot tougher when they're on the run and they kick and they're attacking us in transition. Same thing's going to be key. We're going to have to make some shots so we can set up our defense. Everybody gets back. Take the ball out of the point guard's hands, make somebody else get them into their offense. Roosevelt, much like Spearfish, they like to run a lot of sets. They like to get into their system. We want to try to take them out of their system.
Last night, the Tigers pounced back for a 67-54 win over Spearfish. Tigers defensively pretty much did the job as they kept Spearfish back on their heels, it seemed like, most of the night. Forced a lot of turnovers. I think it was 21 turnovers total by Spearfish last night. Talked to Coach Budenhagen in the post-game last night about the win. And coach, basically, it seemed like, as I said, the defense, you had to be happy for the most part how the boys played on that last night. And I know you said after the Roosevelt game on a Tuesday, we need our defense to set up our offense to set up our defense. And I felt for the most part all those things were happening against Spearfish last night.
It was, you know, that we had a, I thought we had a great second quarter, which most of the time we do not. But we really got it going in the second quarter. We built a 16-point lead, but then we turned the ball over three straight times within about a minute 30, and now our 15-point lead's at 9. And we got to have some poise, have some patience, slowly get the ball inbounds. Now find somebody. And then in the second half, when we built that big lead, now we're playing too fast. And now what got us the lead is jamming the ball inside, and now we're settling for threes. Just continue to move the basketball, continue to stick it inside, and then when the ball goes in, comes back out, and that's how Trace got his shots. Now knock them down and be ready to go.
You know, and I think a key word there is patience, because we saw that against Roosevelt Tuesday when we were having some success, then take a couple of quick shots, a quick three or something like that. Patience, we see what's working, we see what's happening, we just got to stay with it.
Yeah, and when we swing the ball from right to left and then jam it inside, I mean, we're really good, because now they either have to double or we got the drop step to the basket. I mean, we had that numerous times with Davis, Blake, and Andy, and we just got to continue to pound the ball and be, like you said, be patient. And now when they double, eventually they're going to have to double. Now when it's kicked out, that's a great three. Not the pass the ball around the perimeter, jack a shot, and now we don't get anything in the inside, and now we're on the run, and they get easy baskets. So when they got in transition, they were really good, but that part of it was us turning the ball over, and we can't defend it like we talked about Roosevelt, and then the long three. And when you miss the long three, it's going to be long, and that's going to lead to easy baskets at the other end.
You know, but you know, some great, you know, Blake Elwine, he just showed why he's a primetime player. That 32 points, that's one thing. 10 of 15 from the field. I think he hit his first five or six shots in the first half. He was 10 of 10 from the free throw line as well. You know, you can't play much better than that, especially when the other team knows he's the guy.
Well, and he only took four threes.
Yeah.
And buried two of them. So that was a great night for him. I mean, I thought he passed up a couple shots that he should have took. When you got it going like that, you deserve to take a lot of shots. And he had it going. And now the other guys is, how are we getting them open? And we got to find a dude that's hot. And I just thought we did a tremendous job of getting the ball to him on the box. He did a nice job of being patient. And then he hit, you know, Trace a couple times on the perimeter, and now he hits those, and now his guy can sink in there and opens him up as well.
You know, and defensively, you know, everybody who was on the floor at any point contributes to that, because especially that second and early third quarter, they were just back on their heels trying to solve that press. We were jumping passing lanes. We were getting in their heads a little bit, and it wasn't always a tall guy. Bubba Peters made a couple of plays. Colby Hofer made a couple of plays defensively. Colt McNeil, he's just a pest as well. You know, anybody who was on the floor defensively did the job tonight.
Yeah, and I thought Logan did a nice job. You know, he hasn't had a lot of time, but, you know, he came into practice Wednesday, busted his tail. Last night, busted his tail. We rewarded him with some time, and we got to continue to look for him, because he's been tough enough as well in practice. But we got to continue to use our length and our anticipation skills. And I think the better that, you know, the better that we keep doing that, anticipate, next pass, get off my guy, play a guy and a half, and make sure that we anticipate, just like playing free safety, read the passer's shoulders and then make a break on the ball. And I thought we did that a couple times, but just not enough. And then the guards up top, I thought Trace and Colton and Bubba, Ty, Mason did a really nice job out front, causing some havoc. We didn't trap right away, so we still got to do a little bit better job. Is when they do the guard-to-guard pass, we jump that pass, and then we'll get a couple more steals. But all in all, I thought, you know, compared to Roosevelt, we're really fun to watch at times, and then not so much some other times. But we got to find the – we got to be better. better all the time, get better all the time. I thought we made a huge step.
Now, 16-hour turnaround approximately with Sturgis coming in. That means the bench comes into play more, too. You probably want to give some extra minutes. A lot of guys put forth a lot of energy here, so... You know, there's minutes to be earned. Sturgis, you know, they have a lot of guys back from last year. In fact, one guy that didn't play last year due to injury that's back, that's going to play college football. So, you know, you got to be ready to go. I mean, you know, they're in the same boat.
Yeah, they run 10 guys in and out. They do a really nice job of spreading the floor and running a lot of stuff. They like to run flex. They got some good guards. They got some good big kids. So I got to go back home and then, you know, watch film and try to dissect what we're going to do and then give them a quick game plan. Mostly it's going to be personnel. What's the personnel? What can they do? What can't they do? So that's going to be the biggest thing. And then it's up to us to communicate. Communicate on the court defensively. I thought that got a little bit better, but we got to make big strides on that. And like we told the kids, our job now is to go 11-0. And you can't go 11 until you get one. Now you can't get 11 until you get two. And we got to continue to progress. But with that mentality, we can't lose because there's going to get to a point where we can't.
Tim Budnagan, head coach here on Tiger Boys Basketball. Tigers hosting Sturgis, doubleheader coming up this afternoon at the arena. Again, hour earlier start time than what we normally do for a Saturday afternoon doubleheader. We'll shoot for a 12:30 tip-off for the girls, followed by the boys. In both games on the air this afternoon, hopefully 12:10 pregame over on Tiger. Up next is Territorial Rodeo Update brought to you by Premier Equipment of Huron. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.